If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th in Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
I think you're going to like stopping there just for a fun day like that. It's Marvel Monday.
Marvel.
It's Marvel Monday. So Shin Daddy's doing all of his banking in an Iron Man costume. So he's got an Iron Man costume, and he'll be doing all this banking.
Not.
Yes, the full Iron Man costume. Marvel Monday.
Why is he doing that?
Well, just to represent Marvel and how important Marvel is, and also just to be part of something special.
That's cool. Because
Iron Man is special. And so it's always been very special.
I'm listening. I'm looking for something while you're doing
it. It's been very magical time for him. He loves Iron Man. It's his favorite.
And that's his favorite?
So he's doing everything today with a full Iron Man costume on, banking. So if you just go to his office and you're just getting a loan, he'll be in his Iron Man costume. He'll have to do it standing up. It's not very easy to sit down in Iron Man costume. So all of his banking is, but he'll be a teller. He'll work in the drive-thru. He'll do it all.
A lot of kids stopping by today.
A lot of kids stopping by.
Getting pictures with Shin Daddy.
Yeah, probably.
Pictures.
Yes.
Selfie.
Did you guys hear about Iron Man? Where's he at? He's in the bank.
He's at Midwest
Bank. Is that really the real Iron Man? That's him.
That's seriously a fun thing.
Yeah.
So now, I can get down with that.
You'd still do some banking
with
that?
Yeah. Because I'd want to see.
But you're not going to get tasered. You're not doing that one. Okay.
Nothing crazy.
Okay. And
you're not stuck in a maze in the dark.
I get stuck in a maze.
You don't have to get a shot in your leg.
Yeah.
Wow, Shinji's is a barrel of fun.
He's a barrel.
Ooh,
of fun.
Don't want to say that because you might use that sometime.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, I won't. Jeez. No more sayings.
That was tomorrow's.
No more sayings. Remember when there was a barrel of monkeys?
Yes.
Remember? There's little barrels with rubber monkeys
in
them.
You could buy them.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Those went out of style.
Yeah, should come back.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Did your mom get you that?
I think we had some. They're always around, yeah.
Jake, right
I
now.
I know what those are. Yeah. Okay. There was a game called Barrel of Monkeys, right? Really? I played the game. It's been a long time ago.
Anyway, Shindy, so all that's going starts at 8:44, I imagine.
8:44 started being okay. I mean, it's full Iron Man costume doing banking.
With pictures.
With photos.
You can get photos. A lot of kids will want photos.
Photos yes. Iron Man.
Will adults get photos with
them? Yes,
there'll be some. Oh, yeah.
There'll be adults who get photos with them.
Absolutely.
Imagine coming in. Who's over there? Shin Daddy and the Iron Man.
With a cheesy smile.
Thank you to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. By the way,
he makes banking fun.
He does.
Make banking fun again.
Yeah.
We had a text from Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho regarding Bill's thrills. He says, your livelihood depends on 85, 18 to 22-year-olds. Yes, that is stressful.
Oh, God.
I feel like he's right. What are you going to try to get done? I'm going to try to get these 18 to 22-year-olds than play in front of 90,000 people in front of 5 million people on TV. Do the right thing in a split second.
But, but you know, you helped yourself by pressure. Recruiting the right guys.
Yes, recruiting. If you want to do one thing right, do recruiting right.
Yeah.
And have yourself prepared for situations. But the funny thing, you talk about, you know, you go back and watch all the historical things. Just go back through all the historical coaches, and you'll see times when they just got crushed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone just got crushed.
People get crushed.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It happens all
the time. Saban got crushed.
There's several times Saban gave up, you know, 40, 50 points. And I mean, they got crushed in a national championship game by Clemson, you know, different times. So, I mean, everyone has those moments, those times. You just try to have the least amount or in certain – that's the whole idea. It's kind of like recruiting. It's like who has the least amount of busts. Because when you sign your whole class, there's busts. There's guys that will never play. Never play. You busted on them. And then you just hope you don't have as many as the other teams.
Football.
Because if you go back, that would be one of the things that they'll be fun to do someday. You just go back and you kind of have to do Nebraska, I guess, in a sense. But just take from, you know, whatever. Just pick 4 years of 2012, 2016, and just say this. Put up the signing class. And there'll be half of them at least. You don't even know who they are.
Right.
You don't even remember.
They
didn't play.
Right.
Yeah,
I've done the exercise here and there, and you're right. It's
sometimes
astounding.
Just go, they'll say, well, here was the class, the signing class of 1999 of some school. Or you go, wow, I don't even remember that guy.
Then there are the classes where you're like, ooh, hit.
Oh, yeah.
Hit.
And then you have hit, and then you have the extreme hit, where I'm just like you said, first team all-conference.
Yeah. Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, first team all-conference. Because – like we've talked about that here, like first team all Big Ten. It's been how long? So it's been a first team all conference.
It's been a long time.
Was that tight end Austin?
Austin Allen? Was he first team? He might have been first team.
Yeah, I think he might have been first team.
It's still been years ago, right. Though. It's been a long time.
Somebody might be. Text line, help us out with that. Amir Abdullah was first team.
But that's what you're looking at when you go back to evaluate. It's okay, do we have this many great players, good players, contributors, all those things? So somebody that just kind of comes in and plays, like, he was never great, but he played all 5 years, had some
moments.
That's
good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You need some of those guys. Mm-hmm. You need those guys because the ones that completely.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fade out.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones.
Sometimes it's just something like a blown knee, though. Like,
yeah, there's sometimes can be injury based.
Yeah.
But in the end, you have to judge them all the same.
Yep.
If you get
that's
them,
true.
What they do,
yeah.
You don't get the you don't get the caveat of
well, he blows knee.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. Right. Doesn't matter either. What they do.
Speaking of Amir Abdullah, you saw him sip on Friday night at the Boneyard event.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was there. I was interviewing him. I love Amir Abdullah. Now, remember, he was done in 2014, but he had back-to-back years where he rushed for 1,500 and 1,600 yards.
Wow.
That's it was awesome here.
Back to back, yeah. He's interesting to talk to. He loves Nebraska football, and he knows the history very well. He says he calls himself a Nebraska football savant. And I was talking to him about other things, and all of a sudden he just volunteered. He goes, "Hey, I got my top five running backs if you want them." I'm like, "Okay, this is interesting." Amir Abdullah, who I wondered if he'd put himself in there, is just volunteer. I didn't ask him. Yeah. He said, "Hey, I'll tell you my top five." That was kind
of
funny.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
And he was prepared for this.
We were talking about other things. Yeah, he detailed. Okay, so his top five. His top five, I'd say I agree with almost completely. So he has Lawrence Phillips number one. This is Amir Abdullah's top five Nebraska running backs of all time. Makes sense, right?
Yes.
Mike Rozier, two. He has Amon Green, three. He has himself, four. I thought was interesting.
Did you snicker when he said it at all?
No, I thought I wondered where he put himself. Now, he has a tie for five. If I would have said anything, I would have said no ties.
I need one.
Yeah, he said either Rex Burkhead or Calvin Jones. And I don't know where I'd go with that. But I thought it was a good top five. And I did like that he put himself four. I wouldn't push back on it. I don't know who – Bill, would you put – I don't know who I'd put in there.
What I'd really need would be to have a list in front of me. I'd have to go through each one. But if you went just sheer accolades and numbers, that top five is pretty accurate. There's probably somebody that had maybe a one-off season or certain times.
Like a Roy Helu.
Roy Helu would be one that would surely be in that mix. But like I said, I have to go through each one. Like I said, a Roger Craig, which was on mm-hmm. which Jake put on the list.
Yeah, people on the message board kept bringing up Roger Craig. Yeah. I might put him in there. I don't know. I think I'd put Calvin Jones five, and I don't know where I'd go with Rex. I don't know if I'd have Rex that high. I think there's some guys I'd put ahead of Rex. I'd put Calvin Jones five. And then, not that Rex wasn't great, but I just think there's some guys that were a little better. I don't think Amir remembers like a Jarvis Redwine.
Yeah. No.
I am hip.
I don't think so.
I am hip. Ken Clark. Like, I ran into Ron Brown yesterday, and he had known about Amir doing this, and he said, what about Ken Clark? Where would you do a Ken? I was like, Ken Clark, I don't know if he could get him in the top five. He was really good, though.
He was really good. Really good.
People say Jeff Kinney on the text line.
Kinney would be somebody.
There's a lot of contenders. This is the point.
Yeah, you'd have to consider Jeff Kinney. Yeah. But some of those guys.
But in terms of the top four, they have an issue. This comes down to a fifth conversation.
Does it? Yeah, probably.
Right? Are you putting any of those top four out of the top five running backs ever in Nebraska?
No, I'd put Amir in there. I mean, I think Amir would have been freaky at any time frame. I thought Amir did it, Bill, you weren't around, but he did it with a line that wasn't great. I mean, he did a lot on his own. Well, you defended him.
I had to defend him. Yeah. No.
And you were freaked out by him a little bit, right?
Yeah, because he was supposed to have had like a sprained MCL, and that didn't show up like I was hoping.
Oh.
No, it was like, no, he looked fine.
You were Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amir was a special running back, and he's still playing, and he's around a lot.
Yeah. We got fortunate in that game. We got out ahead quite a bit, so it kind of took him out of the game a little bit.
I can't remember.
Well, Amir, again, had several plays that not only won games, but saved games. Northwestern gets the big fourth down. He stretches, avoids three tackles to get a first down.
And then allowed the pass.
Allowed the Hail Mary from Ron
Kellogg. It was a miraculous play.
It was. He should have been tackled for 2 or 3 yards short of the line. He found a way to get the first down. And then, of course, McNeese.
Oh, McNeese.
The game where he dodges 7 or 8 tackles.
It was going to be a disaster. It was going to be a Bo Pelini
disaster. He said, I am not losing this game.
They were losing McNeese State over here. Oh, God. I mean, the whole time I was like, this is going to be wonderful. This is just going
to
be
start
great.
The season.
They're going to lose to McNeese State at home. And then, yeah,
he broke seven or eight tackles.
It's kind of funny.
To end the
It's funny
win
when
the
that
game.
Happens, too, because it – you just forget that the game was really close. You're just like, oh, they won. Okay, well, thank God. But, yeah, Amir is a special human being.
I wonder if you asked a group of Nebraska fans to list their top five, how far off it would be from that. And, again, number five, sure, I could see a problem. But I think the top four in general,
I think five is the question.
Change your order if you want, but those are all being the top. You know, a lot of being the top.
Yeah. A lot of people would put Rozier, I think, number one.
I would put Rozier one.
Ooh, you would.
I would put Rozier one.
Okay. Is there any what's the distinction you'd make?
Well, I don't know. Like I said,
it's close.
Close. I think he was probably a little bit more versatile. A little bit more make you miss.
He was.
Phillips, it was a little bit more make you miss.
He was.
And then finished it with the same a lot of power with it. So, but that's, like I said, that could go, that would just be me. And it's like, then someone could look, could you really talk me into to Lawrence Phillips? Yeah, you probably could talk me into it.
Yeah.
It's not a hill I'm going to die on.
Right.
You know, where it's going to be like that. This, I'm going to lose my mind. No.
No, there's
I'm going to lose it.
No.
I'm going to lose it.
There's, the guy that I think would have been a certain top five guy, see if you agree with this. Doug DeBose, had he not blown out his knee.
Yeah, I would agree. He was on from Connecticut.
Yeah. He was
on a heater.
Yeah.
And then 22. He blew out.
Yeah. Yes. Now, he blew out his knee, I think, in camp.
Yeah.
And Jake, he was a freakazoid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was.
What years again for Doug DeBose?
It would have been, I'm going to say, early 90s.
Okay.
I think in that range.
Yeah, it would have been. That's what it would have been.
And he was, I think he would have been a certain top five guy. But just ravaged his knee. So those are the guys.
That's Amir Abdullah's top five. And he put himself in it. I'd like to see that. He was very good.
Well, he definitely is a top five.
He is.
So he is.
I'm glad he did that, though. Yes, he did. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
No. No. No.
You don't want that. You can avoid that if you call
a
friend at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. They handle all things IT and cybersecurity.
I don't know if we hit on enough also that they're available 24/7.
Yeah, we don't hit on
that's
enough.
The one thing we don't hit on enough, because I don't know.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Most of the time, if something's gonna try to go bad, when's it usually happen?
Off hours,
something obscure. Not like 9:30 on a Monday morning. Oh, well, hang on here. I'll get a hold. No, it's obscure hours. They're available 24/7 with the helpline contacting people immediately. The things are on right away, and that's what Will does.
God.
If you want a free consultation,
free
one-stop shop, AppliedConnective.com.
Thank God for Will.
They'll come in and meet at the same time, Will and Randy Dinert.
Jesus, really?
Same time.
So they know each other.
They won't get hacked. Well, they do now.
Everybody's connected here. When we come back, are there concerns about the amount of players leaving Nebraska baseball? Discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.